stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's August 7th.
It's hump day!
Yeah, and Mia has to remind us every week.
Every Wednesday.
We need to name every day of the week so you have something
yes,
to announce every morning, you know?
I know.
Okay, well, we'll think about it, you know? Like Monday is the first day we need to consider there.
Yeah. No, let's start there. Let's start with Monday.
Yeah. Do people have a name for Monday yet or no, huh?
I don't know. People just say like, ugh, I got the Mondays.
Oh, Monday,
Like, oh, I'm so depressed.
Blue
it's
Monday.
Monday. Yeah. I remember seeing like this girl in high school had a t-shirt like that and she would often wear it on Mondays and it would be like a cloud with rain and it would be like, I've got a case of the Mondays. Like, I'm like, okay, that's fascinating.
I know. I guess when you enjoy your weekend, Monday is not a good day, you know, but... I look forward to Monday. You know, I mean, it's like the week starts over and, you know, after a sleepy day, Sunday, you know, and that. So, yeah, I enjoy Mondays. I mean, they're pretty cool, you know. But, weekends are definitely my favorite, you know.
Yeah.
I like Friday a lot. Friday is a good day.
Yeah.
You know, because you're facing the weekend and, you know.
And I like Wednesdays just because I get to say happy hump day. Because I find some fascination in that.
Yeah, I guess you do.
It's like that because it's, I don't know if you've ever seen it. They played it a ton back in Chicago when I was home visiting. And it just, that's what got me going with the happy hump day thing is this commercial. And it's like a bunch of people, they're working in their cubicles in their office. And they're like, you know, whatever, like. You know, bored, just working. And all of a sudden you see, like, legit this camel walks in the door. And he's, like, walking up to all the people, like, what day is it? Come on, tell me. What day is it? And all these people are like, ugh, go away. Like, just shoving him off. And then somebody else walks in. I guess somebody finally is like, you know, it's Wednesday. He's like, and what does that mean? He's like, hump day. And he's like, yeah. And the camel's like all really happy.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Camel then, hump. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
He gets it. Anyway, enough about that.
Yeah.
I'm really stoked this morning. And you know why? Because I already announced it. I mean, like 2 minutes. I looked forward to this day like for a long time. Because I knew the Talkers Magazine, which is the industry trade, they discontinued printing. Like many magazines have, but they have a website. And for the past several years, they've been recognizing people that do talk radio on the internet. And they selected me as talent, you know, for a couple of years and stuff. Then last year, they didn't do any. And this year, they decided to actually rank the people that they select. They weren't ranked before. They were just named.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this year... they named 50 and they ranked them. And yours truly is number 8.
Yay!
Out of 50. Yeah, even if I do cheer myself for crying out loud, you know. Well, I was recognized as an executive and talent, which is what I am. And I want you to see, the only people above me are people that are known, okay?
And like, I even beat out Dr. Drew.
I beat out a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, so look who's ahead of me. Glenn Beck, who obviously, you know, again, I guess he's got a website called theblaze.com or something. But, you know, I mean, Glenn Beck has been known before, you know, and for a lot of other things. So he doesn't count, kinda, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because he gets selected for like the heavy 100 or something, you know, and for the big guys, but we're looking at like independents, and you'll see how it works out. Number two is Adam Carolla. You know him?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so he used to be on the radio, and he was on the Man Show and all that stuff with Dr. Drew. Wrote a couple books that I read. He's pretty funny, you know, been on Howard Stern and all that. So he decided to do his own podcast after 97.1 here, which was a talk station. They flipped their format to music.
Right, yeah. So 97.1 is now Amp Radio.
Right, exactly.
Which is like top 40 pop.
Yeah, yeah, because they weren't making enough money on talk. So a few of the people left. Well, everybody left, and a few did their own gigs. So Adam Carolla is number two, and okay, so we know that. He's pretty popular. He's like on the top on iTunes or something.
Right.
So kudos to him. Then you have Alex Jones, number three. Have you heard of him? He's kind of like a loudmouth and stuff. He's become famous, I guess. He's got a website called InfoWars or something. So yeah, I've heard of him as well. Then Norm Pattiz, I don't know who he is. He's an executive at Podcast One. Then you have Tom Likas, number five. And Tom also, I was on a panel with him last year on the Talkers Magazine conference. We were sitting on the same stage, and we were talking about internet radio and things like that, you know, and the next stage and everything.
Right.
So Tom has been known. He was also on 97.1, and he's like huge, you know. I mean, he got a lot of the listeners that Howard Stern had because they were on the same station and all that. So, okay, that. Then you have Alan Levy, who came out with Blog Talk Radio, which is like, it's not like us. I mean, people just kind of like, anybody invites their friends, they have a so-called radio show. Nobody can find you there. But you know what? He made something big, and he made a difference. I'll accept that. Then you have Tom Hartman, who is a pretty known talk radio host, but again, on traditional radio.
Right.
I didn't know that they would recognize him for this. And then yours truly, number eight, Sam Hassan, LATalkRadio.com, executive and talent. And boy, I want to thank everybody. You know, I mean, this is like amazing. And no one really submits you to be on it. They have to find you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Drew is number nine after me. Let me tell you who else is under me. Some of the people that you may know. Penn Jillette, number 18. I guess he's on the Adam Carolla show. I didn't know that. Tammy Bruce is pretty known. Then another guy that has an internet station and so forth. And so, but there was a couple I wanted to show you here. Yeah, I mean, there's some big ones here that you may not know. Alec Baldwin has a show.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Number 35.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, and then my buddies Doug and Don Newsome on BBS Radio, they were the ones that inspired me to start the station.
Aww.
So they're at number 39, so I way leapfrogged them, but...
Yeah.
But I loved them. And then number 46, Sheena Metal of our own LA Talk Radio. Sheena's been with us for like 5 years or so. She has a show every afternoon from 5 to 7. She's always here every day, Monday through Friday. She has a couple of other shows, and she definitely deserves the recognition. She used to be on 97.1 also, like at night and stuff. Yeah.
Huh.
She wasn't as big as Tom Likas and Adam, but Adam Carolla, but at the same time, so we're very lucky to have her. I mean, she's had some of the best celebrities on her show, you know. They did a reunion for, what was it, 6 Feet Under, I think, or something. And all the actors and actresses came, and it was nice. I think it's the right show. I don't know. I don't know any of these shows. I don't watch TV, you know.
Yeah.
So all these, like, really successful shows go by me, and I don't even know what they are, you know.
Except for the Dome.
Yeah.
You love
oh,
the
no,
Dome.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was... It wasn't 6 Feet Under. I knew I had it wrong. It's Queer as Folk. Queer as Folk. You know that show?
No, I don't.
Queer as Folk? You don't know it? It was like a big show. But at any rate, so she did a reunion on her show, and it was very exciting to see that. So anyway, I took too much time about me, but I'm very proud and very happy.
It's a
because,
really exciting thing. That's
yeah,
so awesome.
I mean, I looked forward to it for a long time. I mean, all of last year they didn't have one, you know. They So I got the one for 2010 and 2011. In 2012 they didn't have one, and this year they do, and they actually ranked them. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool, the whole ranking idea.
Yeah,
because it really solidifies where you're at.
I know,
like,
exactly.
Oh, I'm recognized with this group of, you know, specific people. It's like,
exactly.
Okay, this is where I'm at in the mix. So.
Yeah, you know, and to be recognized as an innovator, you know, and I mean, out of all the independent internet radio stations, I'm on top.
Right. Yeah, and for listeners, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Listeners are going to want to be like, all right, what are the top shows? You know, I'm going to, you know, you start with the top 10 here, and that's that's where this is at. So, yay!
There you go. And
number 8.
Yeah. So cool. I'm stoked about it, and I need some recognition, goddammit. Don't we all need some recognition? We want people to notice us, you know.
Of course.
To recognize our
Especially
efforts.
Especially when, you know, when there's so much hard work involved. It's
right.
Like,
yeah.
Heck yes.
Yeah, I've worked on this for 5.5 years. I think I deserve, you know, coming here every day and, and overseeing the whole station, you know. So it's very exciting, and I'm excited, and finally I can sleep well knowing that I got the recognition I need. All right. Well,
Yay.
Let's get to our guest, because we have a very exciting guest today, a special guest in the studio who's sitting very patiently waiting for her turn. And we have actress Mara Marini in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
And like I told you, you're just as beautiful as your pictures. And that doesn't happen very often, you know.
Aww.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Congratulations on your number 8.
Thank
very
you
exciting.
Very much. Yeah, that number 8 is going to be my lucky number from now on. So thank you for joining us. Now, do you live in L.A. now?
I do. I'm originally from Canada, but I've been out here like a while now. So
oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Okay, so. Wow. Yeah. Where in Canada were you born?
I was born and raised in Winnipeg.
Oh, really?
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
And my parents live in Vancouver now, so I usually head over there when I go back now. But I love it.
Oh, really? Vancouver's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
I know. I went there once, and you know what? It reminds me of Seattle a lot. I don't know why, right?
I agree.
Because they're both like, they're like port cities, you know, right on the bay there. And I don't know. It reminds me a lot of Seattle.
Similar.
Sometimes when I think of the trips, because we took them sort of like close to each other, I get confused of where.
Confused?
What I did in Vancouver, what I did in Seattle.
Yeah,
right?
Very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Winnipeg, is that like a French-speaking province or English?
Quebec is like our main French-speaking one, but
okay.
We all have to learn French in school,
and all
of our, like even our stop signs, say stop and arrêt, like everything has also French on it. Like all of our Coke cans, like any like product has French too.
Right.
But Quebec's only one that's like really speaks only French.
Right.
I mean,
only
they speak
French.
English too,
but do you still speak French?
Well, I learned it in school, and I can conjugate verbs, but I can't really speak it.
It's hard to speak it, you know?
Yeah, if you're not, like, immersed in it. My brother went to French immersion, which was just all French school, so he speaks it really well.
Oh, wow.
But unless you do that, it's hard to really, like, get it in there and remember it. But.
That's true, yeah. I took 3 years of French in high school, and I don't know, I liked it. You know, it's a very sensuous language.
It's really
cool. But it's like the hardest thing is to spell the words, you know, because every word has about 1,000 letters and that have nothing to do with the sound of the word, you know.
It's challenging.
It is.
Although I downloaded this new app that I'm obsessed with called Duolingo, and it kind of makes learning the language a game. And so it makes you want to keep going. And then as you go on, it surprises you how much you're retaining. Like, it's really cool.
Really?
Oh gosh.
So,
I got to try that.
It's really cool.
Awesome.
Duolingo?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Oh, wow. I'll try that. They've got an app for everything.
I know.
Huh?
I love it.
Wow, it's amazing, though. I know. You don't get lost anymore, you know.
Thank God.
You save a lot of time, you know, finding restaurants. I mean, who knows what else, you know.
Yeah, I almost totally got scammed by one of those things. What a silly, gullible girl I am. But for like learn language fast, like, and it's only $10 and you can learn a language in 10 days. And, you know, of course, then you read the fine print and then it ends up, you know, in the end of it being like $850.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't do it. But I was like this close. I want to learn Egyptian Arabic.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know it sounds completely random, but I so badly want to learn it, like just for the heck of it, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah.
You'd never be able to speak Arabic. It's such a throaty language, you know, and it's hard to speak it. I mean, in ways it's similar to Hebrew, and I speak Hebrew, but still, Arabic is a hard language to pronounce.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. That's why
so
I learn it.
Especially for an American, you know, you'd find so fun. I mean, you'd sound pretty funny, I think. You know, anybody would sound funny speaking it, though. It's a very powerful language, you know.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
But at any rate, back to Mara. So you grew up in Winnipeg.
Yes.
And so what city was it? Did you tell us?
So Manitoba is the province, like the state, and then Winnipeg is the city.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. So I thought Winnipeg was the province. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No?
So Manitoba is the province.
Yes.
Okay. And, I'm still trying to memorize all those Canadian provinces and cities and stuff.
I know. No one. When I first moved here, I had Manitoba plates, and I had a cop stop me, and he's like, "What state is that?" I'm like, "Well, it's in Canada."
Not in this country. Wow.
So,
do you have any siblings? Did you grow up?
I have a little
siblings?
Brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's still in Winnipeg. He plays the drums.
So oh, really?
He's cute.
And he speaks French.
Better than me.
Wow. Cool. So, and did you have a normal childhood? I mean,
both super
parents
normal.
At home
yeah.
And...
My dad is a captain pilot for Canada.
Really?
So he traveled a lot, so cool. But is really awesome. And
I mean, being a pilot, you must be like really proud of your dad. I mean, they have to be near perfect to be, a fighter pilot, right?
I think he's pretty perfect. It was really cool. I mean, it was also cool growing up, you know, pre-9/11, you could go and like just hang out in the cockpit. Like there wasn't a seat. I'd often take jump seat in the cockpit,
which
was really cool. And I'm so happy I got that experience. It was really neat. Uh-huh. So getting, you know, to see him fly and in his uniform, yeah, I was very proud of him.
Wow.
It was very cool.
Oh, awesome. So you got to travel a lot. Did you guys move around? Or?
We stayed. My dad was based in Winnipeg for most of growing up. So we stayed in Winnipeg, and then he got based out of Vancouver. So that's why my parents live in Vancouver now. But we just stayed in Winnipeg, and we did get to travel a lot, but we kind of just traveled to the same places.
Yeah.
But we'd go to Hawaii a lot because my grandma lived there half the year, which was awesome.
Oh, wow.
And so nice.
it was really nice.
I'd love to have a grandma in Hawaii. What
I
is
know.
This?
It was pretty awesome. That was nice. And then around Canada and then Italy. We have some family in Italy and Germany. So
oh, wow.
Fun.
So you get to travel quite a bit.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's nice. Do you like Europe at all?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It is nice,
I love Italy so much.
Yeah, Italy is amazing. You need to go. You've
been
to Europe.
There,
oh, yeah, you've been to Europe.
I'm Italian, so yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, I've been to, a few parts of Italy. I love Florence.
Florence is beautiful.
Florence was amazing.
I mean, for art and history, there's nothing like it, you know.
And Rome, Pompeii, all that. Oh, my gosh, so much history.
I know. I
so
need to go back because I was there a long time ago. I was a teenager, you know, so I don't remember much, and I think it's time to visit those places again.
I know. I
want to
go again, too.
Yeah. So at what point did you decide? So what were you doing in Canada, let's say, after high school?
I left right after high school, so I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts out here. That was kind of my ticket out to L.A., because I told my parents since I was four, I'm like, I'm going to go to L.A. as soon as I graduate. I just had to find a way to do it.
Really? So how did you know about L.A. at a young age? What did
so,
you know?
Like
Hollywood and stuff?
Yeah, I knew that that's where you had to go if you wanted to act. That's all I wanted to do ever since I was little, and my parents didn't really understand that. And they're like, well, and then I took my mom's Shakespeare book. I think it was like around six, and I just started memorizing stuff.
Wow.
And she's like, fine, I'll let you take acting class.
Jeez.
It's very determined.
Yeah, you were serious about it.
Very serious.
I still haven't read Shakespeare to this day. My God.
So she let me take acting class, and I fell more in love with it. And then they had auditions in Toronto for the Academy out here. And so I went and auditioned and got in and then came out here. And, I was there for 3 years.
Were you doing any acting at all in your teen years, let's say,
well,
in Canada?
Well, yeah. I mean, I did a lot of theater.
Because I can't imagine your parents would ignore you for so many years.
No. No, I was in class, and then I was in, you know, in drama class in school, and then we did theater, a lot of theater commercials, and there wasn't a ton in Winnipeg at the time, so that's I was didn't get to do as much as I would have liked, so that's why I kind of knew I needed to get out of there and kind of go somewhere bigger.
I heard the Canadian accent.
Yeah, it comes out sometimes.
With the out, I got it. That's cute, though. I love it. I totally distracted myself now. So you got a little start when you were younger and everything, and then you decided, that's it, I'm going to start my career in Hollywood and stuff. Did you move here by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. And you weren't afraid or anything?
Nope. I knew. And then as soon as I moved here, I'm like, this is home.
Really?
The weather. Just everything is, I love it here so much.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, and you hadn't been here before, right?
No, we went on one trip to Disneyland, and I got to see it, like one little tour around Hollywood, and that was it. And I was like, I love it. I'm going to be back here.
Yeah. Cool. So you moved here, and did you know anybody here when you moved?
No. I met everyone.
So it was pretty much
school,
a solo.
So, yeah.
So you went to school here and everything.
Yeah.
And so did you learn acting there? What else? Dance or anything like that?
Yeah, we had like dance and movement classes and voice and speech and improv and all sorts of stuff. And that was a 3-year program that I stayed with. And
It's pretty intensive.
Yeah.
I mean, they take it seriously.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was cool.
And you had to audition for it to be accepted, right?
You audition to get into first year, and then if you're selected, you get to choose if you want to go to the LA or New York Academy. Oh. I chose LA, obviously. And then the second year, they cut the students in half, and you get like a yes or no letter. It's like very dramatic.
Wow.
And so then you're accepted into the second year. And then the third year, they cut down to like about 16 or so people, and it's just like a conservatory. Like you do like plays around LA and some like just intense training throughout, and it was fun. I was happy I did it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot. So.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah.
Sounds like a great experience.
It was really cool, yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. But obviously you didn't get acting work right away, right? Or
no, I mean, I immediately started like submitting to whatever I could.
Right.
And got a lot of, you know, independent horror films would send it to me, like, all I could find. And then slowly, you know, started building up my reel. And then I was still doing a lot of theater and stuff. I got an agent. And then slowly, you know, step by baby steps. And but just always, like, I always, you know, really work to find my own stuff. And that's kind of really helped, I think.
Yeah.
Me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, are horror films easier to get into in the beginning?
Well, just because there's so many being made.
I see.
That,
okay. Because they're cheaper to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're
they're easy to make. Hell, I produced a horror film and acted in it not that long ago in Chicago. Like, hey, if I could do it, you know, anyone could know. But listen to
some of the titles: In the Dark, Blood Legend, Slaughterhouse, Dark World. Porn Tourage.
Oh,
that was a
really funny web series. Actually, if any of you watch Millionaire Matchmaker, I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yes.
Destin, the guy with the spiky hair that had his, he wrote that and starred in that as well. And that's where I first met him. And it was a spoof on Entourage at the time. It was obviously really big. But in the porn world. So it was called Porn Tourage. It was very silly. It was very funny. PG. But it was a funny web series.
Wow, that's cool.
Porn Tourage.
I mean,
that's
Dark
hilarious.
World, Gothic Videos from Hell. Yeah, you definitely... I mean, I'd love to see some of these movies. They sound great.
No need.
But it's cool because, I mean, it gave you an opportunity to be in a lot of movies, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it gave me an opportunity to be in front of the camera and get more experience. Absolutely. I appreciate that for sure. But, you know, it's just a lot of fake blood on you at all times.
Yeah.
A lot of screaming.
A lot of screaming. Hot girl that could scream. That's basically.
Oh, God. That's true, though. That's what scary movies are about.
And at the Academy, we had a makeup class, and they taught us, when you get, you know, fake blood, it's like this minty fake blood capsules. I'm like, that's not so bad.
Uh-huh.
They don't have any minty blood on set. It tastes disgusting.
It's like a mixture of, like, peanut butter and... strawberry chocolate syrup.
It's like this, there's like corn syrupy.
Yeah, the corn syrup.
Good times.
So then you get yourself an agent and everything, you said, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's always been a challenge for me, finding like the right fit. And only until recently have I kind of found one that like is really,
really
working.
Really, only recently.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a few different agents over the years, and it was just, it really is kind of like dating, like finding the right fit. Like someone that really believes in you, that gets you and what you're best at. It's hard to find that like right fit. So I've had a lot that just haven't worked out, or, you know, my agents left, and so the agency's dropped me, or whatever the case may be. And it's like, oh, not again. And so once I got Parks and Rec, I was able to kind of have a kind of more of a choice of who I wanted to go with, which is really nice. So,
Wow.
Parks and Rec. That's huge.
Yeah,
it's
Parks and Rec. That's a pretty famous show, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty
Amy
big
Poehler.
Show. Yeah, I don't, again, I don't watch it, but... So, but let's go just back a little bit. So before the show, did you get any? So did you start doing TV as well as movies, or?
Well, I had got a few like little things, like very little things here and there. And Parks and Rec was definitely like my first big, you know, guest star thing at the time. And then I got some other guest star credits after that. But that was a that was the big one for me.
So how did you, I mean, how long ago was that? How long has the show been on?
So I first appeared on season three, which was, I guess, maybe 2010. And then I popped into season four, and then I was on a few episodes of season five. So, yeah, so about
so
3 years ago.
So is it still running, the show?
Yeah, yeah. They just started filming season six. So
oh, really?
What I hope they ask me back.
Oh, so you don't know, huh?
No, I was just on the season finale for season five, and I didn't find out about that until shortly before, because, you know, they're writing it as they go, and they're such amazing writers. They're so funny, and I'm just so thankful that they wrote me back in.
Wow,
that
that's
really
nice. So for the first season, so you started on the third season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what, are you like an occasional character? Or are
so
you
I'm what they call recurring guest star. So my character is Brandy Max, and she's the porn star of Pawnee. The first episode I pop in, and I don't think they originally, I don't think anyways that they initially intended that I look similar to Amy, but since it kind of worked out that I did, the next episode they brought me back. Like, it's kind of a recurring joke that, you know, I'm styled similar to Amy. They have such amazing wardrobe and hair and makeup there. And then, you know, I kind of think we're girlfriends. And she's like, no. She doesn't want to be associated with it. But the second episode I was on, Amy Poehler wrote and directed. So that was a lot of fun. And it was a debate, you know, for city council. So I was running against her and Paul Rudd, and it was a very fun episode. And then I come back in season five, and it's kind of a similar, you know, I think that we're good friends. And she's like, no, I have nothing to do with her. But it was really fun.
Yeah, so so this is thanks to the fact that you found a good agent. There's finally a click.
Well, Parks and Rec, I actually got on my own.
Oh, really?
Wow. Thank you. So, but through that, I was able to get a better agent, and they've been submitting me on great stuff, and I've booked some, I just got a guest star on a Disney show last month through them, and so they've been working really hard for me, which has been great, but yeah, Parks and Rec was
That's interesting. I mean, you play a porn star on one show, and then on a Disney show.
I know!
That's quite a leap, huh?
I was like, awesome, awesome.
Yeah. But that's what being an actress is about.
Hey, at least
about.
You know you're not typecast, right? That's always something you want to share.
I know. It's hard. And that's why I think, you know, back to the horror films, I turned down. And that was hard because you want to work so bad.
Right.
But there's a few, like, I had to just, you know, nudity and stuff.
Nudity,
like, and not that I have anything against nudity per se. It's just that, you know, if it's like a monster opening your shirt, it's not the same as, you know, like something that's important to the script. You know, it's two different things. So I just had to be like, no, I have to do that.
Besides, you got to do it. When you do it on a big show, you know, on a big film or something.
Something that's a little more, you know.
Yeah. Not something that they'll go back in the archives and find you. You know, after you're extremely famous, they'll find this. Oh, look at the movie she used to make.
I know.
I mean, it happens to a lot of people.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. So I tried to be really careful with that because I feel like, you know, I was scared of getting typecast.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, wow. So you've been in a lot of films and stuff. So you started Park and Rec in 2010, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does that film here in L.A.?
Yes, it does. Right, CBS Radford Studios.
Okay, and does it take place in L.A. as well?
It takes place in Pawnee, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And it's a very funny show.
So they recreated the whole town on the lot there?
Yeah, almost all of it I think is on the lot. And uh-huh. then for like the debate scene, it was a big auditorium, so we went out to UCLA for that for a couple days
right.
for season four.
But you've never been in Indiana for the
no,
show.
No, I haven't. I don't know if people in Outdoor.
Them.
Maybe they have.
I mean you. I mean all of them. You know.
they may have. I don't know. Yeah. But I think the majority is here.
Wow, that's funny, you know.
Yeah, it's like, funny how they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, people in other, you know, parts of the world think like, oh, that's really where they're at.
I know.
It's all in Los Angeles.
Yeah, like CSI Miami, they film all at CBS here, you know.
Yeah.
They don't even go to Miami.
Yeah, that cracks me up.
It's true.
It's so funny, you know, the way they make movies and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So you moved here and you didn't know anyone. How did you start meeting people and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, I really lucked out because I did go to school mm-hmm. here that I made great friends
oh,
that I'm still
true.
Friends
yeah.
with now at school.
Right.
So it was
so you
like, a college campus scenario?
Sort of, kind of. I mean, it's that big building on Fountain next to the Jim Henson Studios. I
don't know. Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. It's
you
like,
probably passed by it.
You live there,
close
right?
To, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you mean, you're there all day, pretty much Monday through Friday, so you become really close with everyone, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's a pretty small group compared to other colleges, so.
But you had to find, like, your own housing and everything.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a dorm
no.
situation, yeah.
No, I found my own housing. That was a hoot.
Yeah.
Interesting experiences.
It's always a fun time.
But yeah.
Yeah. And what was dating like for you in the beginning? What year did you move here?
Oh, my gosh. Like 8 years ago.
8 years ago. Okay, so like 2006.
Yeah. Around there. And yeah. So what was dating like?
Yeah, I mean, did you?
Well, so, I mean, I written a lot of hilarious like blogs, and I had a little web series with Break.com called Inside Dating about my hilarious dates, and I'm also writing another web series with a good friend of mine, Ricky Mabee, who's a really talented actor, about my dates, because they're just, unless you hear them, you cannot
awesome.
Believe like how,
really?
I mean, I'm thankful they happen because I'm writing about them now, but they're hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I mean, so, yeah, I think LA is like the hardest place on earth to date for
yeah.
so many different reasons.
For sure.
But yeah, absolutely. So
tell us some of the reasons. That's interesting.
A lot of people come here for their career,
right.
you know, so that always comes first, and mm-hmm. their career tends to be themselves,
right.
you know, so that puts vanity on top
true.
Of
so
it. And
self-focused.
So very self-focused. And so yeah. relationships always will go on the back burner because of that. Also temptation, especially for men, I feel like it's that bigger bettering a thing. Like you'll go on a date with a girl and be like, yeah, I really like her, but she's not perfect. I could
yeah.
go out with another blonde tomorrow. She might be perfect.
Really?
And it's this constant, you know, and especially it's such a transitory place too. A lot of people come and go
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that mixed with, you know, it's just not really a place where people are like, I'm going to settle down and work
yeah.
on this relationship, which, you know, I love relationships. I'd love to be in one, but I've been single for a really long time because I feel like, it's really hard
yeah,
to
it's
find.
Hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. Thank you.
Wow,
it's really
that's amazing.
Tough. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I hear that about LA men and stuff like that, but I didn't mm-hmm. realize it was that bad.
It's
you know?
Really, really bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I say, like, why? I mean, why would they want to settle down?
That's
there's,
just it.
You
yeah.
know, a beautiful girl, you know, every time they blink, there's
yeah.
like a new hot
and there's
chick
a
in front
new
of that.
Bus
so.
Of like,
yeah, oh yeah,
props,
always
coming in, and like it's
some
so,
new 19-year-old that just got here from mm-hmm. New Hampshire or God knows where, you know.
Yeah.
So true. And then on top of that, if you know any of these guys do get a little taste of fame, it's fascinating. Like, because I've seen mm-hmm. it happen to a lot of my friends now, is you know they go from like this normal guy who can't really get a date to like Gisele Bündchen types throwing themselves at him.
Wow.
If he does have a girlfriend, she
right.
usually goes away because he's like,
really?
Oh, I'm getting all this attention. I want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, capitalize on
that's
it.
True.
And nothing against them. I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of guys would do the same thing. But it's like that saying, guys are only as faithful as their options, is sort of true.
Wow.
You know, so
that's
it's
true,
hard
huh?
to.
Yeah.
So a guy
same.
Can say, I'm okay until he walks in a room and a woman spreads before him and he's like, okay.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a game
I'll
changer.
Do that. Yeah.
It is.
So that's what
it's
you
fascinating
say.
To see it happen and kind of sad, but also, you know, it's just kind of part of it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some. I mean, like, look at Channing Tatum. He's apparently super faithful, the hottest guy on earth. Like, I think he's amazing. Yeah. He's so in love with his wife.
He's
and
beautiful
that
like
hope.
A doll. You know?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, he is a doll.
Yeah.
I wish I had that doll.
They are out there.
It's just very tough
to find.
Very
yeah.
tough to find.
So he's faithful. How long has he been married?
I mean, you know, I don't know him personally, but from what I understand, I only hear wonderful things about him and that he is... he's faithful. He's been with her like 7 years or something. They met on Step Up, like their first big movie together. They just had a baby together. And he always talks so wonderfully about her. And like, from what I hear of people that have worked with him, like he doesn't go out and like, you know, party. Like he's seems like a really good, solid, grounded guy.
Great catch.
Which makes him even more
faithful. Actually, Hugh Jackman's very like faithful and...
Nice
father and everything.
Yeah. As opposed to a Mel Gibson or something, right? Who's the exact opposite. So it's hard, you know, and I can understand that. I mean, you know, and I think for women there's temptation here too because there's a lot of very handsome men coming into this town as well, you know. So, I mean, all the beautiful people are here, period, you know.
Yeah.
And I used to wonder, you know, I would think, how come there's so many beautiful people in L.A.? It can't be that they're all... If you're born in L.A., you're beautiful, you know? And then I realized that, yeah, it's just the beautiful people are the main people that move here. You know, the majority of people that move here are saying, yeah, I want to be an actor. Look at me. I'm beautiful. Let me move here, you know? Yeah. And that's where we all meet, you know, right here.
Yeah.
But still, I can't imagine. I mean, there's like 4 million people in this town. You want to tell me you can't find a good man?
I'm telling you. I mean, there's also chemistry, too. I seem to suffer a little bit from my... Let me just start off by saying I have a bit of a different situation because my type, quote unquote, is slightly more hard to find in L.A. Like, I like a very, like, alpha male, like, works out, you know, and that's more like in New York. Guys here are a little more feminine and laid back and easygoing. So for me to find someone I'm, like, into... is a little bit of a challenge.
Right.
So,
although there are a lot of people from New York here, you know, and but they probably change or
they do.
They become
they
more
do.
Feminine.
They do. They do become more feminine, for sure.
Hey, walk past a nail salon, be like, hey, I know him. I used to date him. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Keep walking.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's funny. Wow. So you've been single for a while?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I have.
Wow. So, I mean, does that bother you at all? Or,
it doesn't really bother me. I would like to be, you know, in a relationship. Like, I do, you know, my friends that are in relationships, I'm like, oh, that would be really nice.
Yeah.
But I also don't want a boyfriend just to have a boyfriend.
Right.
I want someone I'm really, like, crazy about, too.
Right,
so
that you want to be with all the time.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now, where can we find these blogs of these stories that
you have
about your dating experience?
Well, I have a really funny one that's it's a kind of more of a picture blog. It's called "You've Got 99 Problems and Thank God I'm Not One." And what I did was because I was online dating for a while, and the guys that would message me, I'm like, why would you post this picture of yourself? Like, it's fine if you want to post it on like your Facebook or show your frat buddies, but you're putting your best foot forward here. This is a dating website. Why would you post this picture? So every day I post like a picture of do not do this for 99 days. So it's like, do not post a picture of yourself shirtless with a machine gun. Do not post a picture of yourself chugging a bottle of alcohol. And, so that one's fun. That's on my website, marmarini.com. You can just, click on it from there. And
And
a couple other funny
Say it again. You said it too fast.
Oh, sorry.
MaraMarini.com.
Yes,
for those
MaraMarini.com.
Yeah.
And then Inside Dating is this web series that I did with Break.com. Mm-hmm. And if you just go to YouTube and type Inside Dating, Mara Marini, it'll come right up. It's also on my website. And it's just, it's kind of funny advice-driven, what not to do again, kind of geared towards men because it's more of a man's site. And it just kind of goes into, you know, dating and stuff. And then I've blogged about a couple of my hilarious dates, but also like the web series is going to go into that too. So that'll be really fun.
That's
awesome.
I was going to ask you about the online dating and stuff. So you've tried that for a while, right?
Yes.
And have you had any success meeting anybody?
Well, I've had some hilarious encounters, which
I'm sure.
You will soon see. But I mean, definitely met, there's some people that would surprise you that they're on there. There's a lot of pro athletes on there that would surprise you that are on an online site. So it's definitely not taboo anymore. People are online dating
for sure. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, definitely met some interesting people. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, like, and I've said this a bunch of times, but if you, you know, meet someone in real life, you go on a date because there's chemistry. Online, you're going out on a date to find out if there's chemistry.
Right.
So it's such a different, there's so much trial and error. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, you're just meeting a lot of people, which I like meeting people, so it's fine with me. But, you know, for there to be that chemistry, it's, you know, a different...
It's a different process. And
yeah.
That's what I say, too, you know, because when you meet someone... maybe their height is not that important. Maybe their religion is not that important. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, their, I don't know, their whatever about them, the hair color, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you just sort of like have chemistry with a person.
Yeah.
But when you go on online dating, you create like a list of what you want.
It's so true,
you know?
Yeah. There's no other way to really meet it out.
And often it doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what if you really had chemistry with someone, but they're not your religion or something,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And but you wouldn't choose them because of it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. You
it
know,
really
I think
is
this,
a different way
yeah.
of going about it. And yeah, there's no other real way to weed it out, especially as girls. I don't know if you've ever tried online dating. It's so...
No, I haven't.
Lucky you. It's so... like, you log on, you'll have like 200 messages. Like, how can I possibly weed through this? So you just kind of look like,
true.
Who's the cute avatar here? Like, I'll click on that because I don't have time to go through all these messages. You know,
right.
as a girl,
that's
you
true.
Get really overwhelmed. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
there's no other way to really weed it out other than, well... He doesn't meet this requirement or this requirement, which is kind
yeah.
of a crappy way to do it, but there's no other
but,
way
but
to
you,
really
you
do it.
You gotta filter him down.
I have to filter
know?
Him somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree. It's a weird way to go about it. But
yeah.
I think if you're gonna meet that person, you're gonna meet them regardless of the medium, whether it's Starbucks or online or whatever. And this
right.
is just another way to meet more people, I guess.
Yeah,
if it's
that's
meant
true.
To be, it'll happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah.
How about
sure.
Going on Millionaire Matchmaker? I mean,
well,
you mentioned
they
that.
Asked me. I said no.
They asked you, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I was on the last two seasons. I just popped in. I did their social media for years. I was the social media liaison for the Millionaires Club. And when I had like a bunch of side jobs at the time, like trying to like, you know, finagle acting and all, you know, when you're first kind of hustling and everything. So I was with them for a while. And they always asked me if I wanted to go on a date. I'm like, absolutely not.
No.
No. Not
with
those guys.
You don't need people to see. Yeah. Plus, you don't need people to see what's going on your dates, you know?
No.
Yeah,
and those
yeah.
guys
crazy.
Are, I mean, they're there for, I feel like, specific reasons. And
right.
I don't need to date a millionaire. I just want to be, you know, into the guy.
Right.
He doesn't have to be.
That helps. Well, I'm sure you're going to find someone, so...
Thank you.
Eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're being picky also and stuff. You
yeah,
don't want to
yeah.
just settle
yeah.
for just anyone and
yeah,
stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
and like you said, you're not going to have a boyfriend just to have
yeah.
one. You know, you
yeah.
want to find somebody that you actually feel compatible with and that you
yeah.
want to spend time with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I would think you have a lot of opportunities because when you're a beautiful woman, you probably get approached all the time.
Well,
so.
Yeah, and I'm sure Mia does as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's, but it's like it's hard to find someone that is interested in a little more relationship minded. Mm. There's a lot of guys that want to take you on a date and like see what happens,
right.
but
yeah,
there's
just,
not a lot
yeah.
that like are interested in going on more than one date and you know.
Yeah, they just want to hook up.
Yeah,
most of the time.
Wow.
It's so true. So you kind of have to be wary a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. So what are you working on these days? I mean.
So, yeah, hoping to go back this season, fingers
right.
crossed. And
you
will.
You seem to be. I mean, if you've been on three seasons already,
right? I hope so. I hope
yeah,
so.
I think you will. Yeah.
That would be really nice. And then yeah. The episode that I just shot for Disney, it's a show called Kickin' It. That's going to air, I think, in November.
Mm-hmm.
And
on the Disney Channel?
Yeah, Disney XD. It's called Kickin'
oh.
It. It's a really
aww,
cute show.
That's where
oh,
my
okay.
show is. Zeke and Luther.
Yay!
Funny.
And... And yeah, and I've been writing a lot. I wrote a pilot, and then we're writing this web series. So I'm really excited. There's some fun
wow.
stuff coming up, I'm hoping.
Amazing.
And yeah, just keeping really busy.
Good. So
that.
You're definitely
awesome.
Very creative and
yeah.
everything. I mean, you knew this at an early age that's what you
yeah.
wanted to do.
Yeah.
That's good, though. I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of people would envy the situation where you get to do what you love to do.
Yeah, I'm so thankful. I'm
yeah.
really thankful I get to be here and work.
That's good. Now, I mean, so when you're on a series like as a guest star, let's say
mm-hmm,
on
mm-hmm.
a series, is that enough to live on? I mean, to make a living?
Well,
I'm not going to ask you how much you get, but at the same time, I know that many actors still struggle, you know, even when they... Yeah.
Well, I had, like, let's put it this way. I was the queen of side jobs for up until, you know, the last, like, thankfully, you know, a couple of years have been really nice. You know,
right.
Thank you, God. Knock on wood. but prior to that, I would have, like, 5-6 jobs at a time. I was just, like, going to and fro, like, hustling, you know?
Yeah.
And you just kind of have to do that at first, I think, unless you're born with a lot of money or you're really, your parents are helping you. But, yeah, so I think, you know, luckily there have been some nice things that, you know, in Parks and Rec and that kind of stuff has been, like, nice little stuff that I have, you know, been able to just kind of focus on,
right,
on acting and writing and stuff, which is lovely. But, you know, definitely was working a lot of different other things prior.
What's the craziest, most random side job you ever had?
Oh my God, I've had so many. I'm just trying to think. Well, one, I mean, I was really young, this one, but my friend was like, yeah, it's just, you just have to dress up as this character for like a little bit. You'll get a bunch of money. And I go, and it was McDonald's, and it was Grimace, that big purple thing.
Oh my God.
And the outfit is so heavy. There's a fan in the outfit. It was so heavy. I couldn't move. I'm like, I can't even walk. And that was probably one of the better ones. I mean, I've had so many weird jobs.
Wow, you gotta write
amazing.
About that too.
Yeah, I should. All my crazy side jobs.
I would totally love to do something like that for a day, just to say I did it, because that's just awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing. I'm like, are you serious? But that was pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, Maura Marini, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
now,
for
what
having
do you, is there anything else you want to promote? I mean, your website, obviously.
Yeah, check out my website. If you want to shout me out on Twitter at popgloss.com. It's popgloss. I love Twitter, and I will say hello back.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm the same on Instagram, popgloss. And yeah. I think that's it.
What's with the pop glass? What's that?
So I joined Twitter in January 2007. I'm such a nerd. And I just,
wow.
I thought it was a fun name.
Uh-huh.
Cause like pop fun, like bubbly pop culture.
Uh-huh.
It made me think of like pink and fun. And then gloss, I'm a lip gloss addict. I really, really am. And I just put them together and I was like, this is a cute name. And
wow.
I just kind of stuck with it.
Lip gloss,
awesome.
Be poppin'.
Great. So everybody go to MauraMarini.com. You'll find out everything also on Twitter and follow her on Parks and Rec. Obviously, if we look at previous episodes, we'll be able to see you
yes.
on there
yes.
and stuff. So
thank
seasons
you.
3, 4, and 5?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, you're very beautiful. You've
aww.
Got great, well, a great story. And great dimples, too. That's what
aww,
I was thinking
thank
about.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, Mia, thank
cute.
You so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Happy hump day.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.